My name is Brooke Thorne. I'm creating this podcast in Spring, Texas on February 14th, 2019. Social media. How does that phrase make you feel? Does it invoke excitement, fear, dread? Social media was designed as a way to connect with others and have fun. However, it seems to do a lot more harm than anyone expected it would. In fact, according to iSafe, a nonprofit organization dedicated to making the internet a safe place for adolescents, over half of teens have been bullied online. Actually, around the same percentage have engaged in cyberbullying. With these odds, probably half of Klein High School either has been a victim of cyberbullying, engaged in it, or both. There is one particularly haunting story that really resonated with me. Brandy Vela was an 18-year-old girl from Texas City when she began receiving abusive and threatening texts from an untraceable number. Someone even made a fake Facebook page for her, which was used solely for abusing her online. Her sister, Jacqueline Vela, tells CBS News that the bullies would make fake dating profiles for Brandy, posting pictures of her and lying about her age. The bullies claimed that Brandy was giving herself up for sex, for free, and to call her. Despite reporting this to the police and changing her number, Brandy continued to be bullied. Finally, she got tired of the bullies. She sent out one last text to her family members that said, "I love you so much. Just remember that, please. And I'm so sorry for everything." She also sent an email to family members telling them that she was going to kill herself. Her father, Raul Vela, rushed home and found her alive with a gun. He tried desperately to get her to drop the gun, but Brandy Vela shot herself in the chest as he watched. Raul says that Brandy begged him to turn around so he would not have to see her commit suicide. Her sister reports hearing her father screaming and yelling, "Help me," over and over again. How can something that was designed for good be used to make someone kill themselves? Social media and technology are not inherently bad or good. It just depends on how people use it. So how can we regulate it so this never has to happen again? There is currently no federal law against cyberbullying. One was proposed in 2009, but it has yet to take action, because some think it infringes on the right of free speech. But there needs to be a line between free speech and outright harassment and bullying. When you are intentionally hurting someone, it stops being free speech and becomes hate speech. And even if it isn't directly affecting you, like Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." There are 23 states in the U.S., Texas included, that do not have official laws against cyberbullying. With situations like these, there seem to be no other choice but to create policies and laws against cyberbullying. If you are interested in petitioning for laws against cyberbullying, please go to stopbullying.gov/laws, policies, and regulations to learn what you can do to prevent cyberbullying, so you or a loved one will never have to go through what Brandy Vela and her family went through. You may not be a congressman or state representative, but small contributions add up to big outcomes. Anti-bullying organizations in your community or schools, join them. Edward Kessler claims that online, the ordinary rules of behavior are suspended. So never send or forward information or pictures of anyone without their permission. Block cyberbullies from your social media and phone numbers, and always report cyberbullying to your school or the police. Social media and technology do not have to be used negatively. They can be used to unite people and help them communicate. If laws are passed against cyberbullying and everyone takes responsibility of their actions, we can learn to use social media and technology in the right way.